very special guest today, and he's here to talk about my favorite business. Do you know what that is?
I believe that would be racing.
That is the business of racing. That's exactly right. Our guest today is Jeremy Porter. He is an accomplished businessman with a passion for motorsports. He's raced everything from dirt bikes to winning karting championships. He's the CEO and developer of the Atlanta Motorsports Park. Jeremy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Hey, tell us a little bit about the Atlanta Motorsports Park. Full disclosure, I'm a founding member of, for our listeners, I'm a founding member of Atlanta Motorsports Park. But tell for our listeners, tell us about the park and who it's best suited for.
Hi, I appreciate you drinking the Kool-Aid with Atlanta Motorsports Park. It's pretty easy to drink. Basically, Atlanta Motorsports Park is just like your golf country club, but instead of a golf course, we have a road course. Winding road, if you will, through the mountains where you can drive your sports car fast and legal. 75% of our members are your neighbor that owns a sports car, not somebody who watches racing, per se.
Gotcha. Now, you're built, it's up there in Dawsonville, right? Right up 400?
Yeah, that's correct. About eight minutes, I believe it is, behind the Outlet Mall, which a lot of people know is a good landmark.
It says, it's interesting on your business card, it says, why buy a fast car if you can't drive fast? And so the idea of the country club was to have a place where if you have a sports car, you can get out on the track in a legal fashion and in a safe way. That's important to my wife. In a safe way, you can go out there and enjoy the sports car or your sports car and test the limits of it as well as yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. The surprising stat is the 13 years these motorsports country clubs have been in business, there's been no deaths and only basically two trades of paint where it means two cars hitting one another. So they're surprisingly safe.
Outstanding. So as far as a completion date, I know we had some delays and so forth but up at their park. When do you think that the track will be ready to take your sports car out there?
Well, we have 1,097 feet left to pave, and we've been trying to pave about 800 of it for the last 3.5 weeks. We just need a little dry spin of weather for the dirt underneath the track to dry out for us to put the base layer of asphalt down and run with it. So it's really weather contingent. Our internal goal is to be open and operational by February. We have all the mass dirt moved. We have all the heavy lifting, if you will, ready. It's just basically putting down the pavement and finishing up the guardrail, which they're doing now.
Outstanding. So once the track's complete, do you anticipate major racing events coming? I know that SCCA is going to be out there, NASA, a different club racing events are going to be held there. Do you see anything else coming down the pike, maybe bigger promoters?
Well, we've been contacted by all the majors, surprisingly enough. We're the only Herman Tilke country club in the world, and we are the only Herman Tilke design track here in America right now. And the benefit of that gentleman, he's a track designer, is they're a staff of 350. Most track designers are a staff of one. So he designs half a billion, billion and a half dollar tracks. So it's a big honor for this guy to design the track. That's why we've had a lot of the major racing organizations reach out to us, AMA, Grand Am, various other governing bodies. So right now we've been very blessed to say we are completely leased out for next year on our non-member days for all different type of racing organizations such as NASA, National Auto Sports Association, SCCA, CHIN, PCA, you name it, they're there.
Outstanding. For our listeners that aren't necessarily racing enthusiasts, it's Herman Tilke, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, if you watch any of the European racing, Formula One is the premier series in Europe, and he's designed the bulk of the tracks that they race on around the world. So in terms of a high-quality track and a track that racers would want to come to and sanctioning bodies would want to come to, he's the premier designer. So that's a pretty neat thing that you got accomplished there.
Yeah, it is. It's a big honor. I mean, the cheapest track I think he's built is around $300 to $500 million. So his design fees are between $3 and $5 million or greater. And he had reached out to us because we'd gotten global press with us trying to be the only ground up green sustainable racetrack in the world. And with all that press, they reached out to us and said, hey, we'd love to redesign your track. And I laughed at them and I said, your budget for bathrooms is greater than my entire budget. And they actually ended up doing it for a loss leader. And, we got the opportunity for them to design the track. And the benefit with them having 350 engineers, you have a lot of eyes on this track. So the byproduct of this is it allows you to have a track that's fast, it's safe, it's very technical, it's interesting. They mimic two of the most famous turns in motorsports, Spa-Francorchamps in Belgium. It's called a Rouge. And then the Nürburgring, the carousel on the track. So it's very interesting.
You're getting my heart beating over here just talking about those turns. I cannot wait. Now, I'm going to chase the green thing here in just a second, but this track is in Dawsonville. Now, if memory serves, Bill Elliott is from Dawsonville. Any chance of NASCAR racing there ever?
You know, I don't know if there will be or not. I actually purchased the property from the Elliotts, and they, a lot of people claim NASCAR was born in Dawsonville, and City Hall is also the Racing Hall of Fame, so we fit in well with the local culture.
That's awesome. All right, today we're talking to Jeremy Porter. He is a CEO and developer at Atlanta Motorsports Park. Now, you said just a moment ago that that this is one of the first ground-up green racetracks. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, my internal philosophy is if we can be green and sustainable, what's everybody else's excuse? So some examples is normally water that's picked up in a development such as this goes into local streams and rivers. We actually sequester the water and then re-irrigate the woods around the track, leaving the water on site. All of our guardrail is recycled around the track. Our entrance sign is solar powered. Our lights around the track are solar powered. The toilets are solar powered. The water fixtures, you name it. There's a lot of different green technologies that we're trying to implement and launch out of this park.
So you can go and enjoy your sports car and know that you're helping the environment at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, cars going around the racetrack is a means to an end to me. There's some other things that we're trying to do that people that join this park can feel good about their hobby and their experience. 10% of our profits is going to go to local ministry.
Outstanding.
We're going to be donating the track to teen driver training programs. We're the first track that I know of this. The number one killer of teens is car accidents.
Right.
And we want to give that program to those people as well to local law enforcement as a donation. And then do internship programs and mentorship programs, trying to have a well-rounded business, if you will.
Outstanding. Outstanding. All right. Now, obviously, buying sports cars can be expensive, but there is an entry level way to race. And you're a karting champion. Atlanta Motorsports Park's also going to have a karting track where if someone wants to get out there and have some fun, they can do that at a relatively inexpensive level. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have what's called a CIK Level A go-kart track. Meant nothing to me about a year and a half, 2 years ago. That is the Formula One standard of go-kart tracks. There's not another one like that in America. And this one has 43 feet of elevation change, just like a really aggressive roller coaster. And we're told that it's got the most elevation change of any kart track in the world. So go-karts, you know, a lot of people say, oh, okay, go-karts, and they think of a yard cart. We have go-karts that will be from the age of 4 years old all the way up to, we have carters that are 60 and 70 years of age, those people are. And those go-karts, the faster ones, will do 0 to 125 in 6 seconds, have 3 G's of force in the cornering, and you have to wear rib vests to keep your ribs from breaking, so they're quite a machine.
You know, for the average person listening, I mean, I'm all over that, obviously. But for the average person listening, compare that kind of performance to a Ferrari, for example. 3 G's of turning force. I think the highest level Ferrari turns just at about 1 G. So that's almost 3 times the performance of any road car. Am I right about that?
You are correct. And they did a little test. They did a ZR1 Corvette against one of those shifter go-karts. And I think it was a lap and a half, it had lapped that ZR1 on a big racetrack. So, you know, a lot of the pro racers race these shifter carts in off seasons because they call it a $1 million car that's not $1 million. And you learn so much so quickly from it that it's really a great training ground for people that are of our age as well as kids.
All right, we're talking today to Jeremy Porter of the Atlanta Motorsports Park. Jeremy, if folks want to find out more about Atlanta Motorsports Park, they want to learn how to join, they want to find out about the members, how would they do that?
They could go to our website at Atlanta Motorsports with an S park.com or call 404-933-3436.
What we'll do, Jeremy, is we'll put a link on the on our website. Our website is thetyjyoungshow.com. We'll put a link up there, and folks will be able to click right on that link, go directly to the Atlanta Motorsports Park website. And they're also, you're also on Facebook as well, right?
That's correct.
All right. We're talking today to Jeremy Porter of the Atlanta Motorsports Park. Jeremy, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you.
All right, we're coming up.